El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
What's up, everybody? During the quarantine here, what lesson have you learned living through the coronavirus, Rachel?
Well, for me, aside from no more ciphering, because I think we've established that, which I think is a blessing, I think I'm with this, like, hi, how are you from 6 feet away shit. I'm really with that. With the distance. Hi, how are you? I don't want to be rubbing up on people's jackets and, like, armpits and beard hair and shit. I'm done with that. I love people. Come on. Frank!
Oh, shit. That's it. No more dabs for me. You know, dudes, a lot of time they do the dabs with the hands and, you know, da 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 da, you know, and then give a little, that's it. That shit's a wrap. They ain't getting shit from me. That's it. You can get a little a fist bump. That's it. It's a wrap. Yo, Mike!
You know, I wasn't aware of this, but until now, I touch a lot of knobs. I'm touching
a lot of.
I'm like, I have to be more careful. Sometimes I could just use my elbow to open the door instead of being touching all these knobs. Jamie?
I think a lesson is now when people invite me to go out and I'm too lazy to go, I'm going to think twice. I'm going to think twice before I tell them I'm not going, you know. I'm still not going to go to the party, probably, but I'm going to think about it before now, you know what I mean? Like, because, you know, I miss that freedom of having to, of being able to reject somebody, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
The Latinos Out Loud Podcast.
Focused in my apartment right now, working from home. So focused. Hi, guys. Welcome. This is what you think it is. This is the remote version of the Latinos Out Loud podcast. I'm your friend to the motherfucking end. It's La Loca.
I'm a well-preserved, low-energy Juan Bago.
Jay Fern, sitting on my bed.
What's up, guys? Frank Nibs. You know what it is?
Frank, I've noticed on your Instagram, you're not walking as much. Last week, you were going ham. This week, you look like you're just staying local.
Nah, I had a few things to do, but I'm still walking, man, every day. Walking every day. I've been walking the bridge. I've been walking the George Washington Bridge. I've been doing it 2-3 times. Taking in the view of the city, you know, taking in the energy.
You're not touching the bridge, right?
No, not.
It's metal, yo. The virus stays on the metal for longer.
Germs on the bridge? What are people coughing on the bridge? How is there a germ?
Nah, you people still walking. You see the bikers going back and forth. It's still, you know.
Frank is trading in the coronavirus for just fumes. He said, yo, the fumes are safer, yo. It's all right.
Frank, what is your most favorite bridge of all time?
Of all time, Jamie, I'm going to be honest with you, the George Washington Bridge.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. No. There's a few documentaries on YouTube that I recommend.
Is he also your favorite president, George Washington?
I went to George Washington High School, so, you know, I think there's a connection there. You know.
Yo, and then my favorite tunnel is the Lincoln Tunnel. My favorite airport is Kennedy. It's like everything with the president. You just like stuff named after presidents.
Frank, real quick, have you been FaceTiming anybody?
No.
Anybody in your family or anything?
I've never taken a FaceTime call ever.
Wow. Why? Or why not?
I look at it like an invasion of privacy.
What, you think they're watching you? Like,
yes.
There's somebody's...
Is there an Android version of FaceTiming? I feel like you guys don't have that. What is that?
Zoom is or Facebook has a good FaceTime. Got to get on Facebook. But your family members they see you online. They're like, oh, you on Facebook? I want to do a Facebook chat. And then all of a sudden you're talking with your family members, people you went to grammar school with. I'm like,
oh my
get
God.
Me out of here.
Yeah, I'm like avoiding Facebook because I've seen like 30 different like group Facebook messages. I'm like, yo, really? Nah, chill. I'm out of here, yo.
You've been FaceTiming with your family a lot, right?
No, but it was a struggle because we were trying to get our mother to FaceTime all of us, but my mom never updated the latest version, so she can't FaceTime us. It was just us four, and then my brother was trying to get her in. like using another, like the iPad, but it just, my mom refuses to do the update on her iPad. She thinks if we reset it or we update it, it's going to mess up the iPad. She's like, no, leave it like that. If you want to FaceTime, let's do one-on-one, but not this group FaceTime thing. I'm like, I bet.
I had a whole bunch of family members on a Zoom call, and everybody was just talking over each other. You couldn't really have a conversation, like, but they all enjoyed it. Like, they all have fun. So, and then I just, all the wigs and all the masks that I have here, I just kept changing and putting
So you were the comedian, like, of the,
what
you were
are
the
you
comedian?
Doing? Where'd you get that?
Our FaceTime became a press conference because my sister's husband, he works for the EMS. So we were just asking him like 50 coronavirus questions. So just one-on-one. Like, I'm next.
Oh, so here's my question. I bet you anybody wanted to go there just to get away from those type of questions.
Yeah.
And then you were like, yo, but let me tell you, can you get it from who have you been FaceTiming with?
Well, for me, it's like we FaceTimed so much as a family to begin with, so not much has changed on that front. Maybe it's increased a slight percentage because my parents really miss their grandchildren. So the iPads are on fire. I can't believe how much charging I'm doing here. I feel like all I do is charge these fucking things. But you
electric bill's going to be high, girl.
Oh, yeah. Con Ed and I, we're close already, so I'm sure. But, you know, it's like FaceTime is norm for us, so that's cool. Thank God for it, because I do feel for my parents. I mean, you know, they're crazy about these kids. So they're not getting to see them for going on 2 weeks now. It's really affecting, I think, my mother's mental a little bit. You know how.
Yeah.
Pero we are FaceTiming. I never decline a FaceTime call. And so I welcome them.
I actually did one Instagram live. No, actually two. I did two of them with Jerry. We did Primo time. And it was a lot of fun. And I was like testing his hip hop.
And he was doing that at work? He was doing that at work?
Yeah. He was doing that at work. So I wore a suit just like him. And we were bugging out. And it was cool. Like, yo, everybody now tunes into Instagram Live. I think there's more people that tune into Instagram Live than television.
I don't do it because I feel subconscious that, like, you know, when you stay, because everybody can see who goes in and then who leaves.
No, like it doesn't say when you leave. It just sees.
Oh, it doesn't say when you leave. But then you'll see the numbers go down, no?
I mean, but you don't know specifically. The worst
No, but I'm saying, like, if it starts off, like, you start off really good, like, you got, like, you know, 25 people. But then, like, the longer you're there, and you're not interesting, it's going to be down to like three people. And it's like, damn, Jamie just emptied the room.
Yo, have you guys seen how like there's like rappers that are going on Instagram Live and they're cash apping strippers to strip. And like these strippers are like getting butt naked on Instagram Live. It's ridiculous.
There's a rapper called Boosie. I don't know if you know him, Boosie. He's giving a girl $500 to $1,000 to take off their shirts. Girls are doing it.
God.
The girls got to hustle.
Frank got naked for that 500. So.
Yo, speaking of this Instagram Live real quick, I just got to shout out Cristel del Valle, my homegirl Chachi, who IG lived with me yesterday for like 35 minutes. We IG lived and loved and cried and hugged. It was so beautiful. And
hugged?
We virtually hugged. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow. And that's amazing.
It was so beautiful. We talked about this organization called At Friends of the Chef, and they deliver healthy meals to senior citizens. So shout out to them, and Chachi's working with them, doing some stuff. We discussed mental health, that whole element of staying home and not being as creative, as frequent, and as live as we live performers usually like are used to. It's really kind of this like sense of withdrawal.
And people bugging.
As a live performer, it's hard to not perform. Do you guys feel me on that, Jamie? And like,
yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are feeling that. I mean, I know some stand-ups that, you know, it's not the same when you do stand-up in front of like an empty wall, you know, and there's some people that have tried that and it's just like, nah, that's one of those art forms that you need people. And we never going to know if people are going to actually be 100% comfortable being so close and being so crowded. Like, I don't know, in the next concert I'm going to, I'll probably be like, I'm just going to listen to music on my headphones. I don't know if I need to see it live with a bunch of rowdy people. I don't know. Live performing, there's a big question mark nowadays. I don't know what the future holds.
Is Room 28 going to have to shift our model? Is the Hilarious Show something different now? Like, our live events? Do we have to reconfigure that model as well? There's just all these questions that have been looming, at least in my brain.
But now we have low ticket sales. We could always blame it on social distancing.
Ooh,
that's great. Like, yo, now these three tables, they're not filled because we want to just keep people separate.
Yeah, but have you seen the press conferences like that that the president has or like Cuomo has? You just have to have the seating 6 feet away. So you just need a bigger venue to fit people in. Because you just put them 6 feet away.
So now when we do live events, should we put like social distance seating applies and just sell every 6 seats?
I think we should just have beds because that makes the space 6 feet in between and then charge more because they're going to be comfy. It's like the marina back in the day when they had like beds. So we charge people for beds. And then if we're mad boring, they just can just knock out and take a nap.
Wow. Good idea, Mike.
Thanks, brother. So I think it's time for the Bochincha Bites.
All right.
Let's go.
Hey, Jamie, what's up, brother? How's it going? Hey.
Another bedroom edition of the Bochincha Bites.
All right.
Saucy.
Sexy.
Yeah. It's a little sexy. Today's first bite is about a popular show that's taking over the internet because everybody just keeps mentioning it. The Tiger King.
Tiger King.
You guys been watching this? I know Rachel doesn't watch TV.
Nope, I don't know what that is. I'm sorry, I need clarification.
The Tiger King. I'll give you a quick rundown. It first starts off. First of all, the breakout character is this guy called Joe Exotic.
Who's that?
He's like this gay polygamous big cat zoo owner. So a big cat zoo owner means that he just has a bunch of tigers and crazy like jungle cats up in his yard. This dude like ran for president in 2016. He's also like a country music singer, but he's very flamboyant. He has a mullet. So, you know, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but you know, everything ends up becoming like a murder for hire plot that he's involved in, and now he's like in prison. You know what I'm saying? But he's become like a star. You know what I mean? And a lot of people think that he should be out of prison. And one of those people is Cardi B.
Her 204th mention on your Bochincha Bites.
More than J-Lo?
I think it's the first one. Maybe it's like maybe only
for 2020. Yeah,
I think it's the
first one.
So she wants to help free Tiger King Joe Exotic prison. She wants to start a GoFundMe page.
Dang.
Oh, the way she says GoFundMe still sounds dirty. She's like, yo, GoFundMe. GoFundMe.
Have you donated? How much have you donated?
Look, I haven't donated yet.
Okay.
But a lot of celebrities like this guy. I mean, you know, for Netflix celebrity, he's bigger than the Stranger Things kids.
Damn.
Although he's the type of guy you wouldn't want around your regular kids. He just looks like he has like a really. He looks like he has one of those vans that you shouldn't walk into and stuff. And he says a lot, like, you know, he has a lot of weird quotes. You know what I mean? I don't know if you've seen it. Mike, you're a big fan of the show, right?
It's probably one of the best documentaries I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
You know, so this guy, he is charismatic in a weird way, right? You know, he'll be like, I went to work every day prepared to die in a tiger cage. Dying doesn't scare me. You know, he's
like, hold
on.
I think you can hear this. Hold on. This is just pretty much him in a nutshell. Hold on.
Broke as shit. I'm not changing the way I dress. I refuse to wear a suit. I've had some kinky sex. I have tried drugs.
Damn, that's some serious.
That was his campaign when he was running in 2016 for president.
I can see why Cardi B likes him. I can see her playing like the Tiger Queen. You know? Like it would take place in the Bronx Zoo.
She'll just be
dancing in a cage wearing like leopard prints or something like tiger prints and stuff like that.
Yes.
I think that would be a popular show. I don't know. I mean, I've actually only seen one episode. Mike binged it, I think.
I binged it, and I'll be talking more about that in the future. But yeah, I can see why people really they're attached to him, and I think people want him out.
It was a lot of like, then you know, there's murder in this, right?
But this is like making the murder.
Like, it goes from like watching these weird like people that own like tigers in their yard to like murder. You know what I mean? I'm surprised. I'm surprised Tony the Tiger wasn't asked to be in this. He's more of a serial killer.
He's more my kind of tiger.
He's more of a serial killer.
Here's the thing about it though. The thing is that if you look at, when you watch the documentary, you sort of say, look, there's some holes in this whole story here. Like, I think he might be innocent, and I think that's why people are rooting for him. He kind of got the short end of the stick.
Why does every Netflix documentary always start with someone calling from prison? You just hear like a phone call, like, collect call from Guambago. And then it's just someone talking like, yo, nah, man, I'm not supposed to be in here, man.
That's true. Aaron Hernandez making a murderer.
I mean, making a murderer, I'm pretty sure there was like a bunch of just like,
why am I here? I'm not supposed to be.
And they even keep the collect call voice. You just received the collect call from Rachel La Loca.
It's the same VO artist just getting residual checks.
Get me out of this prison.
Wow. Facts.
Rachel, does this make you want to watch the show now?
It makes me want to watch TV, period. I really would love to. All these programs, they sound really wonderful, and I'd really love to be a consumer.
What did you say when I asked you if you're watching any TV? You said a really funny line.
Yeah, I've been binging my children. I've been binging my kids. That's what I binge. I don't know. And shout out to all the other parents out there binging their kids too. I'm not complaining, although the tone of my voice may have you insinuate that. It's just a lot, and there's no time. There's no time for entertainment right now.
All right, guys, final bite. There's an exclusive group hosting its first ever digital orgy.
Ooh.
All right, and they're doing it on the service that we're using right now, Zoom.
Zoom.
What?
Okay.
So there's boom in the Zoom Zoom.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Zoom, little boom boom.
Little boom boom.
What's going on there, Jamie?
Well, they have a burlesque. They have fire performers. They have lingerie, nudity. You know, like, I feel like orgy people were like prepared for like something like this, as far as like people having to be very careful. You know, because, you know, orgies, they already have people wearing masks.
Yeah,
you know, people wearing leather gloves.
Damn, so, it sounds like an Illuminati.
All they need to do is just disinfect the, you know, the whatever body parts they enter, and they'll be good.
Wait. So let me get this straight. So the orgy they're not all in the same room. They're all in different cameras that is collectively in one room, in one Zoom room.
It's all one big giant Zoom room. So I guess there's gonna be all these cameras.
So there's just a lot of moaning coming from different mics. So she's like,
that's moaning, weird. I mean, I guess, you know, people have to decide what room. I guess in a real orgy, there's different rooms. I don't know. I'm assuming. Very, I would prefer an orgy on Zooms, because that means you can have, like, bathroom breaks.
That is true.
You'd be like, yo, I'll be right back, yo.
Yo, you could put, like, a little placeholder picture while you step out so they won't even know. You could pretend you're frozen and then just like, go and come right back. That's pretty good. Wow. So where do we sign up? Where do we get this information?
I think you have to be invited.
Oh, sorry, Mike.
It's an invitation only. Believe me, I think I tried to get in last Friday when they tried to do it. And it was kind of like the orgy. You know how everybody started that when DJ Nice did that whole party, everybody felt like they were in a fucking like a party with celebrities.
Yeah,
you know,
Michelle
like, oh my
Obama.
God, Obama's here. Yeah. Oh, Beyonce's here.
Yeah, so, Will Smith.
They got into that party, but you can't get into this party. Like, I want it to be like that in the digital orgy. I want it to be like, yo, what's up? I'll be like, I'm part of this. Yo. Yo, I'm a part of this naked conga line. Let's go. Now, me, I think I'd be more, like, I'd be more anxious, like, I'd have anxiety in the orgy, but not with the sex stuff. I'd be like, yo, is there, like, a maximum occupancy in this apartment? Because I feel like there's way too many people here, and we're breaking, like, you know, apartment rule, you know, apartment laws. We're breaking building laws. That's what's going to get me nervous, not like...
Well, thank you so much for your bedroom version of the Pochinta Bites. All right, guys, let's go to a little commercial break, huh?
Hey, America, Christopher Hahn here, the Aggressive Progressive Podcast. What is with the president and the right-wing echo chamber encouraging these AstroTurf protests against stay-at-home orders around the country? It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Check out the Aggressive Progressive Podcast wherever you download podcasts.
I'm Royal Oaks. Next time on Too Many Lawyers, COVID continues to reshape the law. Supreme Court arguments will be held by teleconference. The justices won't even know if the lawyers are wearing pants, which is fair given the eternal mystery of what's under those black robes. Los Angeles County is springing 25% of its inmates. The sheriff suggests folks get ready for what might be a spike in crime. Check it all out on the next episode of Too Many Lawyers.
The views, opinions, and insinuations made by Frank Nibs do not necessarily reflect or represent those held by the Latinos Out Loud podcast.
Live from La Gran Manzana, it's Frank Spiracy News with Frank Nibs.
Hello, folks.
Hi, Frank.
How you doing, guys?
Good, Frank.
Hey, guys, listen, I think I have a good one for you guys today. This is going to be helpful with what we're going through in our times right now.
Oh.
Today, okay. I'm going to talk about the vegan revolution that's upon us right now with this coronavirus. All these viruses that have ever occurred on this world pretty much have started from one way or another, animal consumption. E. coli, animal waste, it starts with, okay? Supposedly, HIV started from people consuming chimps. Salmonella comes from
chimps. Consuming chips?
Chimps. Like chimps? Chimp. Like, you know, like apes? That's what they say. Influenza started from consuming pigs and birds. Smallpox started from cattles. Tuberculosis, cattles.
Mad cow disease?
There you go. Avian flu, birds. Ebola supposedly started from people eating some crazy animals in Africa. And the coronavirus, people say, started from people eating bats. So people, vegans especially, are saying that, you know what? Eventually, we're going to have to get rid of people that eat flesh, that eat animals.
Get rid of people that eat flesh? That's a lot.
Well, not get rid of us consuming animal flesh. That's really destroying the earth, so to speak. You know what I mean? You don't
where
see something.
Where are we going to get protein? I need my protein.
You get it from grains. You get it from vegetables, from fruits. Okay. You get it from beans. You guys don't seem too happy about this.
Nah. Look how crazy people went for the Popeye chicken sandwich. Well, nobody gonna stop.
You know, Burger King just made the Impossible Burger, and the McDonald's is turning pretty much their whole menu over to a vegan menu. Don't you see this happening? This is happening already, guys.
I was waiting for Jamie to do an Impossible joke, but.
I was going to say that's impossible.
Well, guys, can I tell you something?
That was a great one. Good writing.
Veganism helps the environment, guys. We're not killing these animals in slaughterhouses and then consuming this dead flesh that has a soul in it. And
describe it like that, it makes me not want to eat meat.
Well, that's what vegans, a lot of vegans believe that we're consuming these animals that had a soul, and that's why it comes out.
If they had that on a menu of a restaurant, it's like, let me get the dead flesh with the soul. and hold the pickles. No pickles.
Guys,
this cow was a Capricorn and was very moody.
Like, guys, if you look at restaurants.
Hold the soul.
Guys,
so does filet of soul have soul? I don't know.
Guys, this is gonna be the future. I'm just letting you guys know. Like, look at all these menus and all these fast food restaurants. They're turning over to a vegan menu, pretty much. Like, in for example, in India, you can't eat cows. They will not. They look up to a cow. Like, you cannot touch a cow. Our society is changing. Like, we're realizing. Like, even this virus has caused pollution to go down significantly. They've taken satellite pictures and they notice in people like places like China where smog was like all over. It's like cleared up in a lot of places. So are we the virus, perhaps? Has this virus maybe helped society?
Are we the virus?
Well, in the Matrix,
toxic.
Agent Smith says that we are a virus as human beings. You know that?
Agent Smith?
Agent Smith says, you know what? That human beings are a virus. In the Matrix.
Oh, the Matrix.
Matrix. Okay.
How do I get the movie reference? How did I understand that?
Because I've told it to you.
The way he was talking that, he knew he was like quoting a real person. Agent Smith from the FBI.
You never know what Frank, he has sources for the Frank for Experiencing News, or Agent Smith might have been somebody that
Frank, what were they eating in the Last Supper? What were they eating in the Last Supper? Salad? No, they were eating meat.
Preach.
Good point, Catholic school. Good point.
Well, guys, listen, we're going to have to evolve with this virus, and we don't have to change our ways. And this right here, pretty much, it's, I'm just giving you guys a head up. Like, every virus that has started has been because of animal consumption. So that maybe is telling us something. You don't think maybe as a society, maybe we have to change our ways?
So you're saying that this situation right now is a wake-up call to stop eating meat?
Maybe this thing saved our society, you know? Listen, I ate a black bean burger the other day. It tasted like shit, but I'm trying to make a change here. You
know? Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Just visualize, Frank, yo, I'm just doing this for the good. I don't like it. It's shitty, but I'm doing it for the good.
Maybe I get used to it, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe, you know, I don't want people killing cows and pigs for me anymore. Like, you know, just mash up some garbanzo beans or, you know, frijoles, and you know.
So Frank, you're telling me when you go to DR the next time,
right, or the next quinceañera, or the next freaking bola,
you're in DR and they're out there and they go way in a campo and they kill a pig, you're not gonna partake in the pernil?
I listen, the only that's my drug is the chicharrón, the skin. Oh. The crackling skin
chicharrón.
I'm doing the best I can to, like, get away from it. That's the only thing that gets me. But you're absolutely right, Mike. That's going to take years. That's like an intervention I would need to get rid of that. But I'm doing the best I can. I have to move along with times. And, you know, the reporting and the information I'm getting is that we're heading down this vegan revolution going down the line. And I'm talking about 3 years down when all these nations are going to say, you know what, guys? No more animal consumption. No more. We are going to stop all these viruses once and for all.
Wow.
Just
save the pernil. Save the
pernil. Except the pernil, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much. This is my fake news for the week. Thank you so much.
All right, Frank. And now it's time for the Fuchila Fresheners. Que lo que? Un, dos, tres, vamos a bailar otra vez. Que lo que? 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 Que lo que?
It's time for the Fuchila Fresheners sponsored Que Lo Que segment, sponsored by Fuchila Fresheners. Go to Fuchila Fresheners.com and use code LOL20 today. All right, so Que Lo Que.
Yeah, what's up? Look, from Uptown Collective, they want to remind folks to fill out the census. Now, check out this deep quote. You either at the table or on the menu. Ooh. So make sure you be part of the census. And to Calixto Chinchilla at the Latino Film Festival, they have a YouTube channel and they have a bunch of short films from the past that have been uploaded, including Dominican Ninja, that was written and directed and done pretty much everything by Anthony Palmini. So you can check that out. A few of our mutual friends are in it. And for me, all the platforms, Wambago and also Corriente Latina. Go check it out. Again, once people start going out, they're gonna give movie tickets. But for now, check out the information on their website.
Yeah, I mean, just Jay Fern's Instagram, Jay_Fern's Twitter. Other than that, I'm still stuck at home.
Woo-hoo. At least you're enthusiastic about your shout-outs, you know?
Right. Very enthusiastic. Frank.
I want to give a shout out to a few people. First person I would like to give a shout out is a gentleman by the name of A Prince. He used to be in a group. I think he still is. AJTV. I want to give him a big shout out, man. He's a father. He's a internet comedian, but he's also a mailman for the postal department. And I want to give him a big shout out. This guy goes out every day. He has a family and he hustles out there and he puts his life on the line, you know, delivering mail and what have you. And that's huge, man. And right now in these times, we got to give these people, you know, mad credit. So give that man a follow. Give that man some love. And I also want to give a huge shout out and mad love to my boy. His name is DJ OB68. Mm-hmm. Check him out on IG. I grew up with this guy. He was like a big brother to me. He's fighting the Rona right now. He's fighting it. You know, I think he's going to get out of it. I'm pretty sure he will. He's from Uptown. He's Dominican. He's a fighter. And I want to send him all the love and light. And I hope a lot of the people that have it, you know, keep on fighting. We're going to beat this shit. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you, Frank. Much dap de lejito to our peeps over at Hierro.com. That's LLERO.com, the news and lifestyle platform for Latino men. This week, they dive deep to look at the good, bad, and the ugly side of Cesar Chavez's legacy. So visit Hierro.com to read the whole story. I just want to give a shout out to, like Frank was saying, everybody with family or who themselves are fighting coronavirus right now. I have to give another huge shout out to my brother-in-law who was fighting for his life last week, who is surviving and still has a long road ahead as far as his battle for life. But we are so happy that God has returned him to us. So thank you for all the prayers that people out there did for my family. And it's really nice to catch up with you guys. This is like the highlight of my week. I think I speak for all of us when I say it's just so important for us to gather and put the comedy out there, the information out there. And shout out to everybody who's been engaging with us on the socials. Follow us at We Are Latinos Out Loud. I'll be on IG Live, people. So let's party. You never know what you're going to get. I broke down the American calendar in a British accent this morning for a half hour. It was a lot of fun. You never know what you're going to get if you follow at Rachel La Loca. And God bless you all. And here is a quick snippet of next week's interview with Elaine Del Valle.
I'm not waiting for anyone ever in my life to say yes to me. Because I have to be the person saying yes to me. That's the best advice that I can give to anybody, whether you want to write a book, do a play, be an actor. It was the frustration of being an actor, waiting for people to say, you got the part, that led me to writing.
On that note, we out!
The Latinos Out Loud Podcast.
Oye, mijo, ¿qué show es ese que están escuchando?
¡Tremenda Vaina!
Hola, amigos, y bienvenidos a Tremenda Vaina, el show donde escuchas cuatro historias que desafían la realidad. De las cuatro, solamente una es mentira. ¿Cuál será? Nos puedes encontrar en tu plataforma favorita. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Suscríbete hoy.
Y esto es Tremenda Vaina.
¡Tremenda Vaina!